Take out your Bibles. We're going to go to Romans 12. And we're going to, as a Baptist pastor, it's always a really bad spot to stand between you and lunch. But we're gonna take a look at God's Word. We're going to feed off of that for a minute, and I guarantee you the wait will be worth it. So let's just dive in. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you, dear God, for your Holy Spirit. And thank you, dear God, for your choice servant, Cindy Decker, that, Lord, we honor today as we lift up the name of Jesus, Lord, and who gave her the gifts. And Father God, I just want to pray, Lord, that you would just work in our hearts. Father, help us to just tune in, Lord, to these thoughts, Lord, about what it means to be a good steward of the graces, Lord, the gifts that you've entrusted us with. And I ask, Lord, that you would just take away for a few moments, Lord, all the distractions and speak to our hearts. Take me out of the way, I pray. And Lord God, just really touch our hearts and move us, dear God, to a direction of being a good and faithful steward. And I just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So we had started a series a couple weeks ago, right, talking about stewardship. And all, everyone, they think about steward, they think about one thing, money, right? It's more than that, way more than that. Thinking about all the things that God has entrusted to us in our lives. And we're going to go right to the next slide. And I just want to share with you guys what we're going to focus our thoughts on this morning, just for a few minutes, is maximizing our gifts and talents. And you know what? God above, we read this a couple weeks ago in the book of James, right? That every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. God gave us gifts to be used to build up the body of Christ, his church, that we might win people to Jesus and bring honor and glory to God in this world. And today we're going to talk about this idea of maximizing our gifts. And I want to throw this out. Everybody look up at this picture on the screen there for a second. What do you guys see? Flowers, right? By the way, that's called milkweed. Some people rip it out of the ground, but it's a great flower if you want to attract butterflies and bees. Quick question, how many bees are in the picture? There's actually four. Four, yep. There's one on the bottom, there's one up there in the top in the middle, there's one there, and there's a different kind of bee on the right. They're all there, right? They all are doing their job. And I'll throw this out. Nobody has to tell the bees to go to the flowers and get the nectar. So why should anyone have to force us or tell us to use the gifts that God has given us to bring him the glory that he intended, right? That's what we're going to think about this morning. So I want to move right on down to our sort of little blurb that, you know, God has given every believer gifts to build up the church. How do I use these gifts? Will they really make any difference? And Scripture really talks about that. So we're going to go right to our eternal truth this morning and just think about that for a second. And we're going to go right to the bottom. And check this out. Get this in your mind. God has endowed, like an endowment, right? God has endowed every believer with spiritual gifts, divine enablements or abilities to build up the church. By the way, kind of how Cindy has built us up, taught us how to worship, expanded our abilities, our talents, made us do things we didn't want to do, but now we're glad we did. God has caused us in the church of Jesus Christ, right, to have all of us who are gifted people to build everyone else up in the body. And that's what God's done. And we're commanded to be good and faithful stewards who discover our gifts, develop our gifts, and use them every day for the glory of God. And I want to just move right away to the next slide, if you would. And again, just a reminder, right? Stewardship, is it just about money? No, it's about so many more things. Pastor Anstey last week really touched our hearts, right? He talked about how do we steward our time? You know, we can always replace our money, or we can try, but we can't replace our time. And I'm going to throw this out this week. You know what? If you don't use the gifts that God has given you, we can't replace those opportunities that are lost. Think about that. When we come to church, maybe we come and we're just dragging ourselves here. Isn't it an awesome thing when someone has that gift of encouragement to lift us up and send us back, trusting God and knowing that God's going to be faithful? Right? We don't want to miss those opportunities. So we're going right down to our scripture next. So what I want to think about this morning is this real quick, is understanding our gifts. So we're going to look at Romans chapter 12. A couple things I want you guys to get in your mind real quick is, first one is, when we think about our spiritual gifts, it's all about having the right attitude, isn't it? And I'm going to throw this out. When you hire people, attitude is everything, right? You can teach them stuff, but you can't teach them to have a good attitude. You can't teach them to have a good perspective on life, right? You know, as we try to fill Cindy's job, and we've had 15 different applicants, and there's 15 more in, it was hard for us to find someone who knew Jesus as their Savior. Although they work in churches and do all kinds of stuff. And have an attitude of, not just we want to do cool stuff at church, but we want to bring praise to the eternal God of the universe, right? You know, the right attitude matters, right? The right goals and the right perspective are also important, and they bring about the right outcomes. So we're going to go right to God's word here and take us down to the next slide, if you would, please. And I want to just share this right today as we look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Kind of get this in your mind, folks, as we all think about our gifts and our abilities. And by the way, you know, as we work in church, sometimes it's tiring, isn't it? Sometimes it's kind of frustrating. And sometimes it makes us upset or angry. And sometimes we want to throw the sponge in, right? The towel too, right? But here's the issue here, right? We got to have the right attitude. And the right attitude is this. You know what? God is the one who deserves the glory. God is the one who deserves the praise. We sang about that. We talked about that. And God wants us to use our abilities and our gifts to make that happen. And, you know, I just share with you, in Romans chapter 12, by the way, everybody look up. There's really a quick way to remember all of the passages about the gifts in the scripture, right? You know, they have the same numbers, either 12 or 4. And the passages are Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4. So a good way to kind of remember them, right? Romans 12, what's the next one? 1 Corinthians 12, all right, thanks, Dan. 1 Corinthians 12, right? 1 Peter 4, and what? Ephesians 4, good job. You guys are hungry, but you're still engaged. This is good, right? This is good. So here's the deal, right? When we think about those passages, the right attitude always embodies the passage. It's all in all these passages. And a big thing about these passages, they all come up with this idea, there needs to be some self-sacrifice. And notice as Paul wrote Romans, he said these words, he says, I beg you, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, everybody look up, that includes your gifts, your skills, your knowledge, your talent. We're kind of focusing on spiritual gifts, but what about all the natural talent and knowledge God has given you guys, right? All those things, God says, I want you to give them to me as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And kind of get this in your mind. Remember, Jesus Christ died for our sins. He died. It was an awful, heinous death. He died. Is there anything that we ought to hold back from God when it comes to using the gifts and the abilities that God gave us if Jesus went to the mat for us? He went to the grave for us. We shouldn't hold it back. It's reasonable, right? So our attitude's got to be, you know, not I'm tired of doing this, not I'm sick of doing this, those people annoy me. All the things that, by the way, that Satan just kind of throws out at us, doesn't he? You know, Bible school's coming up. When we get to the end of Bible school, we're just like, phew, thank God. You know, some of the kids were great, and some of the kids wore you out. But God wants us to have that attitude. It's all about that sacrificial love for Christ that we serve others. And I want to throw this out. Now, I'm not going to focus on this verse, but you guys know Romans 12 too, right? It says, you know, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If our mind is not renewed by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, my attitude is going to be terrible. And you guys know how that, doesn't it work out that way sometimes? You wake up, you run out the house, you don't pray, you don't read, and you're like a beast. Anybody a beast this morning? We're in church. Okay, I gotta tell the truth, right? But seriously, right? We gotta have that renewed mind to have that good attitude. So we're gonna move down to the next slide real quick. And we're not gonna be able to cover all this today, and that's fine. But here's the next thing. But in terms of our right attitude about our gifts, we have to be humble. There has to be a level of humility in us that's growing as we serve God. And we have to understand and take responsibility that we are part of the body, part of the team. Anybody struggle with arthritis or any of those kind of things? Yeah, be real. Come on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, we try to fake it. How you doing? Oh, I'm okay. Right? We struggle with all kinds of stuff, right? And we know, right, when one part of the body's not working right, you know, we can fake it a whole lot, but it doesn't really work as well as we'd like it to work. You know, that's just reality. So in the body of Jesus Christ, it works the same way. And look what the Lord says about our attitude. So if we're living a sacrificial way, then he says, there's an attitude here of humility and responsibility. He says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but think soberly, clearly, honestly about who you are, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. And everybody look up for a quick second. Here's two challenges that we struggle with when we think about those issues. Here's two challenges. First challenge is this. Sometimes we're too proud to serve God. Sometimes we are, well, the other end of the spectrum, we think we're so awful that we can't serve God. That's a form of pride as well. Excuse me. This doesn't usually happen, right? Yeah, take my phone. Good hand. It's got a good case, don't worry. Got a good case. All right? So the challenge is we got to have the right attitude, right? Humility, and we have to take responsibility that we are part of the team. And notice the next thing as the Apostle Paul writes this, he said, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. And I want you to just kind of digest this for a quick second. Let's get this in our mind, right? That this team at First Baptist Church of Willingboro, 216 Sunset Road, needs every one of you. Every one of you has a gift, and this team needs your gift. And if your gift's not functioning, we are not up to par. We're not able to do what God has called us to do. We're not able to be the church that God wants us to be. We are going to be lacking. And I want to throw this out. A lot of times, you know, we come to church to sort of get something. God wants us to come to church to give something. And he says that so much in this context. He says in verse 6, he says, having then gifts, and by the way, it's kind of like understood, you have the gifts. So none of us can say, you know, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you didn't miss the line when God gave out gifts. Right? You didn't miss. You didn't miss any of those things. And he says, if you have those gifts that differ according to the grace that is given to us, the Holy Spirit, by the way, selected you and selected the gift that matched the way God designed you to minister in the place that you are. So he gives us those gifts, and he says, if you got that gift, let us, what? Use them. Let us use them. You know, and God says to us, and we'll have time to look at this passage this morning. We'll do it next time. But God has given us these gifts that they might be used, that they might accomplish the purpose that God gave them to us for, which is to build the rest of us up. Make sense? We need to do that. We need to exercise those gifts. And he kind of lists some of the gifts here, right? He says, if you prophesy, and that can have the idea of teaching, you know, prophetically about the future and as the Lord gave that, or it can have the idea of of forthtelling, explaining the word of God in a relevant, applicable way to the where we are right now in this life and how we should live it. If you have that gift, please do it in proportion to our faith. If you do ministry, which, by the way, is every other form of serving, let us use it in our ministering. If you teach in teaching, if you exhort or encourage or confront, do it, right? If you give, give with liberality. Don't give with white knuckles. Give like you love the Lord and you just want to give everything away to someone. And it says, if you lead, lead with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So use those gifts, right? That's what God's talking about. I'm going to say one thing, I'm going to stop. You know what? Today, we will experience, as we go to lunch, we have experience with our praise team and with Cindy's leadership, people's spiritual gifts in operation. We have felt the worship touch our hearts. We have felt the fact that our faith in God has found a resting place. We have been encouraged on the days when life has fallen apart. You know, we've been together in death. We've been together in great victory and wonderful celebration. And God's word has stood firm. And the exercise of our gifts is what makes the body of Jesus Christ alive, functioning, powerful, encouraging, helpful, and life-changing. And I want to encourage us today, we'll kind of complete these thoughts next week, but I want to encourage you, think about these gifts and think about the attitudes that we have in using what God has given. And next week, we're going to talk about how we're going to activate those things. Amen?